Hello, is anybody on the line?
BXE, I copy, bud.
204 BXE, this name is Tao here, Tango Alpha Lima. I'm looking at a report that an X-class solar flare just got released from the sun and it's due to hit us any time. Just wanted to put that out there for anybody that's listening.
That's news to me.
So if anybody's listening and you start receiving disruptions in your signal, that will be the reason why.
That's Alice. This is Michael up in
Hendersonville,
North Carolina.
Oh, you're from my old stomping grounds. I'm down in Piedmont, South Carolina, but that's my old stomping grounds. I know just about that entire area where you're at. Actually, I have family that lives in Etowah, Flat Rock, and Hendersonville. Asheville.
You're pretty familiar with the area then?
Roger that, especially the Mills River area in particular, but definitely Asheville and Hendersonville. I used to live in Hendersonville and Etowah and Mills River areas, so yeah, I'm definitely familiar with that area.
Any weather down there, Tao, your area?
Yes, sir. We got about 6 inches of snow and about 60% of it, maybe 70% of it, melted away once the temperature started rising past 10:30 this morning, I guess.
We're kind of measured out just now, trying to make it to the store. Just don't need anything, just cabin fever. Roger.
How much accumulation did y'all get up that direction?
The south end of Henderson County, we got about 8 inches, but it's been just blistered cold today. And I think this morning it was like 18 below zero with a wind chill.
We were about 6 below with a wind chill this morning. So I take you down there by Blue Ridge Community College, is that correct?
Further south, I'm actually down on the South Carolina line. It was where my house is.
That's the same general area because BRCC is roughly about, 4 miles from the state line, 5 miles from the state line.
Something like that. I'm in the Tuxedo area, if you're familiar with that area.
I haven't really spent a lot of time in Tuxedo itself, but I'm familiar with that area, yes, indeed.
I guess we've been overdue for it. I guess we deserved it. We've not had any bad weather in several years.
Been there long enough, but I can't remember the exact date, but there was a major blizzard back there in the early 90s, shortly after I kind of left that area and went back to where I grew up at. But either way, that's still my old stomping grounds. I know that area very well, the woods and everything.
Blizzard of 93. I guess that one will go down the history books.
Today, I think that's what it was, 93. I'm also wondering if you've been there long enough to remember when it was midsummer, it was like 90-something degrees, and then all of a sudden snow started coming down in the middle of summer. I don't know if you remember that or not, but I certainly do.
I don't recall that one.
It might have been late 80s, if I'm not mistaken, but yeah, it was like 90 degrees, and within 2 hours it was snowing. Really, really crazy because we were all outside, shorts, no shirt, no shoes, running on gravel, growing up as kids, of course. But then all of a sudden, we had to go inside, bundle up, start a fire. But it was gone just as quick as it came.
That's crazy. I don't remember that. I might have been before my time.
You're asking how old are you?
I've been here my whole life.
I'm 51, and I remember that one well, because it was really crazy just how it came about, and then all of a sudden it was gone just as quick. Up from eastern North Carolina, spent half the summer up there, and it just happened to be when we were there during the summer that it happened, and it, like I said, it just happened one day. It's just like, all of a sudden there's just snowfall, and it didn't stick because the ground obviously wasn't warm enough for the snow. And it would come down hard, and then all of a sudden it was gone, just as quick as it came.
It's a strange thing sometimes. I think they just take an educated guess a lot of times of what it's going to do, Roger.
LMAO on that one, because I think they actually do know what it's going to do, because if you get out and notice, every time they start calling for rain, it's always like a day or two before it rains or snows or whatever. You see all kinds of spray in the sky, like streaks everywhere and all kinds of different crazy directions.
Trails is, I don't know if I'm a believer or not, but I'm not going to say there's nothing to it.
It's actually right there on the NOAA website itself, the government website itself, and it says they have to give permission like several days in advance before they plan to do it. And it's crazy, but it's true. A lot of people that don't believe it, I just direct them to that. I'm like, look at this. It's right on the government website. And they're like, oh.
You said it's on the Power Weather?
NOAA.gov. It's right there. Just, they got a search button up there, and type in weather modification or cloud seeding, this, that, and the other. You'll find it. You're coming in breaking up too, so I'm gonna let you go. KQ4LOO, I'll be standing by. Good talk to you.
Can't hardly pull you out. I think I've gone out of range here, but good talking to you. Hope you stay safe. KO4BXE 73 to you.